7:36 in the morning, News Talk, 790 KFYO, Lubbock's First News. I'm Chad Hastie along with Rex Andrew.
Good morning.
I got to say, Rex, I was at a Phillies game where that broke out. That's some of the coolest video that we've seen. Are some of these chants and people just gathering?
Yeah,
I guess we just saw one from a baseball game where people started chanting USA,
Philadelphia.
And, college towns, college campuses started having people rallying. I mean, it was that's awesome to see. Joining us right now on the hotline, Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Congressman, good morning, and it is a good morning, isn't it?
It is a very good morning. A very good morning. Absolutely.
When did you hear the news about Bin Laden's death? And I guess what were your immediate thoughts, reactions, and did you start wanting to get up and chanting USA with the rest of us?
Absolutely. Well, I had been traveling yesterday and had some travel delays and mechanical delays, and so I got to the house here in D.C. About 9 o'clock and had turned on the TV. And was watching Fox, and all of a sudden they announced the president was going to make a very special announcement within the hour. You know, and that's pretty out of order for the president to call a press conference. And so I felt like something was up, and so started obviously watching TV to see what the president was going to say, and then it became obvious that Bin Laden had been killed, and obviously that was we were waiting for confirmation from the president, and obviously that was good news.
Did any part of you, when it flashed up on Fox or any of the news channels, did part of you go, is this real? Because it's been 10 years. I mean, it's been so long, and this has been something that so many people have been waiting for, and a lot of people just, I think, got to the point where they dismissed it as, we're never going to catch the guy.
Well, I think that's true. And, I had been in Pakistan and Afghanistan over the last few years, and I had sat down with our intelligence community, and I knew that they were continuing to look for him. I mean, we've never lost focus that we wanted to get Bin Laden from the very first day on 9/11. And so, but like you said, after a while, it kind of gets out of sight, out of mind, and people begin to think, well, a lot of people already thought he was dead. Anyway, it was a very good night, and I stayed up late, watching the things unfold and listened to the president's remarks as well.
Now, you've said that you've traveled to Pakistan. Let me ask you about that. Our relationship with Pakistan, Bin Laden living really right under their nose, living in a $1 million compound, at least a $1 million compound mansion. Pakistanis apparently had no idea about this. Do you buy that story? What's our relationship like with the Pakistanis, and can we really trust their government?
Well, I think there was a lot of thought within the intelligence community that he was in Pakistan, but not knowing exactly where. Our relationship with Pakistan is tenuous at best. It's an up and down relationship. The fact that we have had some coordination with Pakistan from time to time, but there's been a huge amount of distrust between, I think, our intelligence community and the intelligence community in Pakistan. But going forward, I think what we've always said, Chad, and I think we need to be clear about this, we said wherever he was, we were going to come get him. I think we made that clear. I think President Bush made that very clear from the very beginning. Wherever he was, we will go and get him, and we did.
7:41 in the morning, News Talk, 790 KFYO. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with Congressman Randy Neugebauer. Back on News Talk, 790 KFYO, Lubbock's First News. I'm Chad Hastie along with Rex Andrew.
Good morning.
Congressman Randy Neugebauer joining us right now on the phones.
And Congressman Neugebauer, let me follow up on a question that Chad asked. In your gut, do you think Pakistan was protecting Bin Laden?
you know, I don't know if they were protecting or not. I think what you have to understand is within the faction of Pakistan, you had the security agency, you've got the military, and you've got the government. And that's been a rocky relationship as well. And so, you know, obviously we may never know what they knew, but what we do know today is that that bin Laden is dead. And I want to commend our intelligence forces and our military on a job well done. You know, it was a long, long drawn out process, but in the end, their guy. But I think the other thing too, Rex, is we have to understand that while we're all celebrating today and it's a great event, the threats are still out there, and somebody will step up, you know, and take the place of bin Laden. But what may change, and we'll see, this could be a game changer in some ways of the direction of Pakistan, Afghanistan, and that part of the world. But my guess is that the threat continues. And so, you know, let's celebrate today, but let's understand we still got to stay on watch on a continuing basis.
Are you aware of any plans to beef up security at Capitol Hill?
Well, you know, there was some discussion last night, and I have not had any briefings this morning, and I imagine there'll be additional information. But I think what most of the leaders around the world did is stepped up security, because there's some thought that there would be a retaliation for this, and there may well be. But and obviously that's the reason I say, while it's a great event to celebrate, the threat continues.
And can we expect? In fact, I think we're already hearing travel restrictions. Is that correct, or not restrictions, but warnings about travel?
I would just probably say that there's going to be, you know, a heightened awareness from security around the world. Because we're still waiting to see, you know, what kind of reaction the terrorist organizations, Al-Qaeda, you know, are going to have to this, because obviously their poster child has been taken out. And obviously they feel that probably marginalizes them some. And so I feel like there'll be some need on their part, or they will feel like there's some need on their part to reestablish that, you know, while one of their leaders is dead, they're not.
Visiting with Congressman Randy Neugebauer right now. And Congressman, we have a question from a listener. Let's go to the phones. And HR, you're on with Congressman Randy Neugebauer.
Really, Chad, thank you this morning for taking my call, because I got something I've just been dealing with all night. And that's when Saddam Hussein was captured. They had pictures of him when his sons were the murderers and rapers and all his two sons, when they were captured, they took pictures of him, deceased, I mind you. Why is it that the world is being told that Saddam Hussein, I mean, not Saddam, but bin Laden has been captured and he's already been buried at sea? And I'll hang up and listen.
All right. Thank you.
Well, you know, I think this unfolded relatively quickly. And so, you know, whether we will see pictures, one of the things I think you have to understand here is we don't want to compromise our security and our intelligence assets. And so you have to be careful there of types of pictures that you take. And then the reason he was buried at sea is that I believe it is a Islamic custom that you bury the dead within 24 hours. And so after they, you know, took the shot, they took his body, I think they ran some DNA testing and verification that they had him. And I guess, you know, out of respect for Islamic custom, you know, they buried him within the 24 hours and buried him at sea. You know, we may see some pictures. I don't know. But again, we have to be extremely careful about, you know, compromising our intelligence assets.
Well, and some articles that have been out there are saying that the reason that he was thrown out to sea was because there probably weren't that many countries that wanted to accept his remains.
Well, that's, you know, probably another thing. But I imagine, I mean, his family would have. But my guess was they wanted to get him where they could do some verification. Because this is an event that you want to verify, that you know that you've taken this person out before you go out and tell the world that you did that. Mm-hmm. So, again, I think we'll know more today. I mean, this is a story that's, you know, just barely, you know, 12 hours old.
Right.
Congressman Neugebauer, in the president's speech, he said, after a firefight, they killed Osama bin Laden. That's a direct quote, which I guess could be interpreted to mean that after firefight was over, that the Navy folks went ahead and executed him, which I really don't have a problem with that. But do you think there's going to be some feedback or some pushback or whatever regarding that?
Well, I think Rex, we'll have to learn more about what happened. We may get an account from the team that went in there and executed that order, and as to exactly what. I've read some reports this morning that he was a part of the resistance. Now, whether that's true or not, you know, we'll have to be remain to be seen. But my guess is that bin Laden wasn't going to be taken alive. That's my guess. Because, the martyrdom in their that part of the world is honor. And so my guess is he was not going out as a prisoner.
Let's go back to the phones. One more question from a listener. Alan, you're on with Congressman Randy Neugebauer.
Thank you, Chad. And thank you, Congressman, for being on radio this morning.
You betcha.
I was just curious as to, with all the military intelligence we have in this country, all the CIA, Scotland Yard, you name it, that's around the globe, why it took so long to wipe this guy out? Is it just because we just don't have enough intelligence, so all of a sudden we do? That's a fourfold question, because it seems like we gave a lot of American lives unnecessarily, because our first of all, Donald Rumsfeld is being strapped by the Congress to keep him from armoring our Humvees and our soldiers with armor. Didn't mean to get on the air and make a speech, Chad. my question is couldn't this have been concluded a lot sooner if the the liberals hadn't been controlling the intelligence agency? Couldn't this have been ended a lot sooner?
Well,
thanks, Alan.
I think I'm sorry.
Thanks, Alan, for the question. Uh-huh. Appreciate it.
I think two or three points here. One, I think it points out the importance of a robust intelligence community. No question about it. Particularly in this war on terrorism, because it's a global war. I mean, there are threats around the world. And obviously, having the assets to have a global presence is much different than in the Cold War era, where you knew exactly kind of where the fight was. You know, one of the things I think we may never know how long we've known that bin Laden has been there. They may have been, you know, tracking him. There is, at some point in time, you have to determine if they were getting intel from watching his activities. And they could have felt at some point in time. And again, let me before this all gets out in the world that Neugebauer says they've been tracking a long time. I don't know that, but what the point I'm trying to make is, in the intelligence community, there's a lot of things we're never going to know. Now, the other point that the gentleman made, we could have spared a lot of lives because this took so long. I want to go back to the original point I made, is that this isn't the end. We're not going to put the banner up. We won here. We had a great victory last night, and our military and our intelligence community had a great victory. But the war on terrorism goes on, and we have to be cognizant of that. And I think it does point out that having a robust intelligence community is going to be an integral part of a war on terrorism, is now and will be in the future.
Congressman, thanks for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you, and y'all have a great week.
You too. That's Congressman Randy Neugebauer this morning on LFN. We'll be right back.
Afternoon high temperatures today, close to 55 degrees. Rain chances decreasing and cool temperatures overnight once again. Latest Weather Now 7-day forecast from RonRobertsWeather.com and meteorologist Ron Roberts for Lubbock's official weather station. News Talk 790 KFYO.
Right now in Hartford, 36 degrees. Plainview at 41. Currently at Lubbock's official weather station, 42. I'm Chad Hastie on News Talk 790 KFYO.
Robert Pratt here of Pratt on Texas. I want to let you know about my flagship affiliate, KFYO's new website, KFYO.com. It's the best website for local news and commentary that's been in Lubbock in a long while. Give it a look, the new KFYO.com.
The Pratt on Texas Morning Update is brought to you by 21st Century Satellite. Call 799-3474 for Dish Network today.
You see hundreds of thousands of acres of Texas burning, and you know that there will soon be emergency declarations, and we did that now a couple of weeks ago. But still no response from this administration. Governor Rick Perry told WOAI after addressing the Texas Emergency Management Conference in San Antonio. There's a point in time where you say, hey, what's going on here, Governor Perry said. You have to ask, why are you taking care of Alabama and the other states? I know our letter didn't get lost in the mail. Our governor requested a federal declaration of emergency for Texas on 16 April as wildfires began to rage across the entire state. To date, the request has not been answered by the Obama White House. They watch TV. They know what's going on here. They can recognize that there's going to be a request for assistance, a request for help, Governor Perry said. WOAI reported Perry has frequently charged that the Obama administration is punishing Texas for the state's success through implementing policies which run counter to this administration. From the moment this administration took office, well before Governor Perry spoke out against Obama's leftist policies, the White House began a series of harassments of Texas. It shows what a low-class lot we've elected to the National Executive Branch when they feel the need to punish the former president's home state. It's the thuggery of third-world pseudo-democracies, maybe even of Kenya, not the United States of America. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.
21st Century Satellite here, your Dish Network authorized retailer with an important message. With Dish Network, you get more ways to watch the best in TV at the lowest price. Call today and sign up for one of Dish Network's five packages under $50. If that isn't enough, act now and with select packages, get your everyday price guaranteed until 2013. Dish Network offers packages starting at just $24.99 a month for a whole year. And with Dish Network, HD is free for life. With Dish Network, you can also get 3 months of free Showtime, a free HD DVR and free installation. The best value in TV is available with 21st Century Satellite, your Dish Network authorized retailer. Call us today at 806-799-3474 for savings, quality, and choice only with Dish Network. That's 806-799-3474. Limited time offer. Prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fees, auto pay, and paperless billing and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Rush Limbaugh Program. Weekdays, 11 to 2. News Talk 790, KFYO.
.757 in the morning, News Talk 790, KFYO. By the way, I just retweeted from Jamie Dupree, who you hear him on Neil Bortz's show. But if you follow me, at Chad HD Radio on Twitter, just retweeted a story, a blog from the Wall Street Journal, a guy who inadvertently live tweeted the Bin Laden operation by accident because he lives in the area, and he just thought that there was some annoying things going on, and he was tweeting about large explosions and what is happening, and then hours later he's like, oh.
So this is some Pakistani guy,
apparently. Yeah, just some guy, some IT guy who was taking a vacation.
Some vacation.
Yeah, exactly. But it's pretty interesting that it was kind of caught on Twitter, the takedown of Bin Laden.
Twitter is everywhere.
It really is. So you can go online. You can go and see that story. Any thoughts on what Congressman Neugebauer had to say?
Let's see. Well, I think he's right. This doesn't end it.
No, it doesn't.
There's going to be someone to take his Bin Laden's place.
And for now, it might be even more dangerous because they're going to be, you know, they're going to seek retribution. They're going to go after embassies. They, you know, and who knows? This may drive up gas prices because you're going to have instability even more now in the region. I know the stock market's going to go up probably a little bit today on this news, but gas prices, they may go up as well.
But it was satisfying.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. All right, hour number three of LFN is coming up. We got lots of local stuff to get into, some statewide stuff as well. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.